Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, the holidays are done. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Day, let's be honest, we've all eaten too much and enjoyed rich beverages that we probably don't drink, at least drink as much, in the rest of the year. Now, for me, I don't know about yours, but for me, the weaknesses on the beverage side are eggnog. And from the food side, it's fruitcake. Both taste great, but wow, they are loaded with calories. And then, if you travel at holiday times, or for that matter at any time, your regular diet's been thrown totally out of whack. On a four-day trip after Christmas, my wife and I had a huge seafood lunch at one of our favorite seafood places, and then later in the evening we were hungry, and so it was fried chicken, and then the next day with our family it was Cajun food, and the day after that it was stuffed French croissants for breakfast, and then on the way home it was a Thai food feast. That was great fun on the road, but whoa, what a downer when I stood on the scales the morning after we got home, and I'm still down in the dumps over how much weight I put on. I'll bet you can relate to that. Now, not to be trite about the last major German offensive of World War II, but we all do have our personal Battle of the Bulge, especially as we get older, and our metabolisms, that's the physical and chemical processes that take the stuff we put into our systems and convert that into energy, our metabolisms just don't work the way they did when we were younger. Most of us learn that when we get to about the mid-50s in our lives. We keep putting lots of fuel into the coal burner of our stomachs, but the coal burner simply doesn't work as well as it did 10 years ago or so, and we really don't need as much fuel for the burner. So today's topic on HealthWise is fighting your personal battle of the bulge. You really need to lose weight, but how do you start? Where do you start? What changes do you need to make in your eating and your drinking habits? What kind of exercise plan is right for you? And where does good nutrition fit in? All that and more is before us in our next 25 minutes. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And as we've told you in the past, they have a fascinating nutrition department, and that's where you'll meet Matt Lombardo and Alex Wolf, Cottage Pharmacy's two experienced nutritionists. Matt is our guest again today on HealthWise. Matt's going to get us started on the topic of weight loss, and then after you've heard from Matt, we want to hear from you. What's been helpful for you in your own personal battle of the bulge? And be honest, we all face that battle. Call-in number 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, let's just dive into this massive topic of losing weight and how good nutrition can help us in the daily battle. Matt, you with us?
Yes, hello.
Matt, let's start with something none of us really wants to think about, okay? What's the danger of being overweight, and how much over your what your weight ought to be is really overweight?
Well, being overweight, which is considered, it's considered, well, 30, if your body mass index is 30 or greater, you're considered overweight.
All right, now, whoa. Tell us how to figure our BMI, our body mass. I know you're prepared for that.
Yes.
Okay.
This one you want to have a pencil and paper for.
All right, here we go. Just like, okay, write this down.
In order to figure out your body mass index, or your BMI, You take your weight in pounds, and you times it by 703.
All right, your BMI, you take your weight in pounds by, why 703?
That I don't know.
So you need the calculator. Your weight in pounds, multiply it by 703. Okay.
Right, and that's going to be over your height squared.
Over, you really need the calculator.
Right.
So okay.
Yes.
So it's over your height squared. All right.
Yes.
All right, got it. By this time, you need a mathematician to help you know what things to use on the calculator to figure this out. Okay, got it.
Yes. If you know a nutritionist or a personal trainer at the gym, they'd be more than happy to help you figure this out.
So if we are not shy and we come to you and Alex at Cottage Pharmacy and we say, Matt, I really weigh this amount, I'm really this tall, you can help us with this.
We'll absolutely help you figure it out.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So then by 703 over your height squared, then what?
Okay. So the number you get is relative to there's a chart, and you can look it up. And it basically takes your height and it takes your weight and it plots out where you fall on this BMI chart. And this is a good indicator of whether or not you're considered to be overweight. However, what it doesn't take into account is your muscle mass. So someone who, say, is a bodybuilder or a weightlifter and they're heavy, but it's mainly muscle, they might come up overweight on the body mass index chart. However, they might be in better physical shape than the chart actually.
Yeah, but let's face it, most of us are not in that Charles Atlas,
right,
Hercules
right.
category. Okay,
right.
got it.
Right.
Okay. Otherwise, we're going to use it as an excuse.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So when you're considered to be overweight, you increase the risk of heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers, strain on your joints, strain on your organs, your heart. So there are some real concerns to think about when you're overweight, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Fine. And of course, medical doctors will go over all that. So this body mass index thing, this is not hocus pocus. This is really important, and we should be aware of this.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right. Now let's get to the specific topic. Okay. Why, let me ask you, why do we fight the personal battle of the bulge more as we get older? And give us some strategies to cope with that. I mean, can you really conquer that kind of growth in weight as you get older? I mean, isn't it okay to be a little overweight as we get older?
I believe that the metabolism does slow down as you get older, but in most cases, I don't think it's significant enough to be the root cause of weight gain. I think as we get older, we just become less active than we were when we were younger for various reasons, for work, lifestyle.
So we've been using metabolism as an excuse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good answer. Okay. All right.
I don't want to quite put it that way. But.
Yeah, that's okay. No, I am typical of being blunt. Okay. So rather than say metabolism, and before we actually get to diet things, which I want to, we gotta keep moving. My wife and I, Matt, we call it the KM exercise plan. I'm going to write a book about it someday. KM is keep moving, the keep moving exercise plan. So we never park near a store. We try to park far away so we can walk and walk into the post office. Those kinds of things are important rather than blaming slower metabolism, correct?
Right. Take the stairs rather than the elevator if you're physically able, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, little things like that that you can change.
Yeah. Good. All right. Yep. Okay. Let's get. So my doctor says, as she usually does, I need to lose some weight. So I come to Cottage Pharmacy, and Matt and I have a little talk. What do you tell me?
Well, the first thing is it's a commitment. It's a lifestyle change. If you're truly committed to losing the weight, some of I have a three-step approach to weight loss. It's very simple. And assuming you're in good health and you're not diabetic or you don't have, if you're not hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic or anything like that, mainly what it is to change three things, and that's drink water rather than juice or coffee, or replace your beverages of choice with water.
Yeah, am I right, Matt, that the many of those juices have as much, if not more, sugar in them than an average Coca-Cola or Pepsi, right?
Absolutely. By doing this, you can cut out 500 to 1,000 calories a day and not even know it.
So water, drink water.
Right. Yeah. It detoxifies the body. I touched on it last week I think it was the number one for New Year's. Water is very important. It gets things moving in your body. I recommend a 12-hour fast, and that usually occurs at night between 8 p.m. or and 8 a.m. or 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. And it's not
how frequently, Matt? How frequently a 12-hour fast?
On a nightly basis.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every day, basically, when you're done, if you get up at 7 in the morning, you're talking about after you have your meal at 7, don't have anything else other than, say, a glass of water or something.
It's much easier to do at night during the sleeping hours, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., something like that.
Okay.
A lot of the times you sleep 8 hours anyway. But that's one way. And the final thing is get a pedometer and try and make sure that you reach that 10,000 steps a day or more.
Yeah.
10,000 is kind of the minimum, but you'd be surprised to see how low a number you could be at if you're not keeping
yeah.
up on it.
Yeah.
You get a Fitbit.
Right, Fitbit, those things. Now, Matt, at Cottage Pharmacy in the nutrition department or in one of the other departments, do they sell those things?
They do. I believe our surgical department has pedometers. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and they can let you know the best ones. We've either broken them or lost them or whatever, so I'm trying to get something that that will last a while.
Smartphones can keep track of steps, too, but you just have to make sure that you have a connection.
Yeah, and that creates a problem when you have to charge the thing. So,
yeah.
All right. And Matt, what about these supplements that are supposed to be fat burners, things like green tea extract? I mean, they really work?
They do. Fat burners that are sold as supplements are considered thermogenics. What they do is they boost your basal metabolic rate. They help you to burn more calories when you're active.
Yeah. So the green tea extract. What does that mean? Essentially, your body's warmer when you're exercising, and that burns the calories.
It can create an environment which it might slightly raise your body temperature. Yes.
The coal burner is hotter, right? Of your stomach.
Right.
Okay. So how seriously should we take those advertisements that assure us that we will flatten our bellies with the food or supplements they want to sell us?
Right. Number one, as I said, it's got to be a committed lifestyle change to diet and activity. You have to increase your physical activity, your diet. If that's there, then the supplements will absolutely help you to achieve your goals.
Okay,
but they're strictly helpers. They're not.
Yeah,
not,
all right.
There's no miracle pill.
Right. Yeah, these supplements aren't the main course. They're just a side dish, so to speak, in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell why I have a battle of the bulge. All my metaphors have to do with food. We've just begun to scratch the surface here on HealthWise. We do want your telephone calls, 631-955-5400, as we deal with your own personal battle of the bulge, 631-955-5400. But this program is presented to you courtesy of Cottage Pharmacy. Let's hear a little more about them. Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you on today's edition of HealthWise with Matt Lombardo with us, nutritionist at Cottage Pharmacy. A phone number to call. We'd love to hear your phone call, 631-955-5400. Your questions, opportunity for you to speak with a trained physicianist, Matt Lombardo. Matt, let's talk about diet programs. You've got them in abundance. There's Atkins, there's South Beach, there's Paleo, there's Weight Watchers. Give us some practical suggestions to help us keep the weight down with a diet program.
Well, the first three that you mentioned, the Atkins, South Beach, and Paleo, are all based on low carb, controlling carbohydrates, and there's definitely merit to that. That will help, for sure. But these are basically fad diets, and they need to, in order for them to last, you need to keep up on them.
And I know at least with Paleo diet, which my wife and I got involved with last year and enjoy actually, there is a lot of work in preparing the foods for that.
Paleo is very. It's almost up there with vegan diets as far as the maintenance work to keep up with it.
So what do you recommend for a diet program, or don't you maybe just general principles for our diet you recommend?
I have general principles. If you look at any of the diets, vegetables and fruits are usually main staples. Low glycemic fruits and vegetables. Weight Watchers I happen to like a lot because it practices portion control, and I think portion control is key. So there are little things I like about each diet. You know, controlling the high glycemic carbohydrates, keeping the fiber up from the vegetables, portion control, all these things together will help in weight loss and maintaining a healthy weight.
Yeah, Matt, I got to ask you this one. My wife and I enjoy potatoes, and I don't mean these mashed potatoes you get out of a bag where you mix them with milk, but I mean just good red potatoes, and what we do is we put the peels in with them. Now, am I a bad boy with my diet, or is a little bit of that okay?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Potatoes are very high in vitamin C, minerals, fiber. I don't believe that anybody became obese from strictly eating potatoes. They're very nutritious.
And Matt, also, this is the thing that perplexed me with the Paleo diet. And incidentally, I don't agree with the philosophy behind it, but as far as the foods, we just enjoy those kinds of foods. What baffles me is there resistance to having legumes in your diet. We enjoy beans and lima beans and that kind of thing. Talk to us about that.
Right. That's kind of an area that I'm not in full support of that. I think there's a lot of nutrients in legumes.
Yeah, let alone the fiber.
The paleo philosophy it's known, the paleo is known as a caveman diet. And cavemen, you know, according to the philosophy of the diet, didn't eat legumes. And that's why they are kind of cast out of the picture.
Yeah, well, of course, I don't believe there were cavemen anyway. We had an Adam and Eve and people that followed them, and I think they probably had beans right from the outset.
Right. That's just the philosophy of the diet.
All right, Matt, the nutritionist, we have a phone call from Margaret in Nassau County. Margaret in Nassau County, welcome to HealthWise this afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind, Margaret, in Nassau?
After the holidays, we want to go on a diet, and most of us would rather not eat breakfast because we're least hungry in the morning. But is that a good idea not to eat breakfast when you're trying to lose weight?
Yeah, great question.
I do not believe that is wise. I think breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It fuels your body, and anything you eat early in the morning is most likely going to be burned off as energy, so it actually boosts your metabolism.
Yeah, you're not talking about a sugar-laden cereal, right? What are you talking about for a good breakfast in the morning?
A good breakfast, you want to combine fiber, protein, and a healthy fat, such as an avocado or coconut oil. If you can combine these three things, even in a small amount, if it's just a small breakfast of, say, oatmeal with some walnuts for some omega-3 content, some fiber, some slow carbohydrates, that will fuel you and propel you into the day, and it will really make a difference in your day for sure. Your focus, your energy, everything depends on a nutritious meal in the morning. I'm a firm believer in that.
And Matt, am I right? If you have a sufficient amount of protein and some fats, good fats, in your breakfast, is it right? You probably won't have the craving at lunch or even at dinner, assuming you have the particularly fats in your diet.
Well, it depends. It depends on your chemistry. My metabolism is always burning. I could have a huge breakfast in the morning, and by the afternoon, I'm famished again. It will basically keep your energy levels up, and it'll keep you burning, and it'll keep your metabolism going through the day.
Well, Margaret from Nassau, real specific, how is that going to affect your plans for your breakfast tomorrow?
You're asking me?
Yes. You're not quite sure.
I'm going to have a bigger breakfast and more fiber and try to have a little...
A healthy, it doesn't have to be a huge breakfast, but you should break fast in the morning for sure.
Yeah, it's a great word. Yeah. Great word, yeah. Yeah, maybe some of that good Irish oatmeal, Margaret from Nassau. That's great stuff.
Some oatmeal, even some.
I was thinking of oatmeal.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Margaret from Nassau. Appreciate it. Please keep listening to HealthWise and call HealthWise again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye, Matt. We don't have a lot of time left. Talk about the nutrition department. What kinds of things do you have in the nutrition department that will help with weight loss?
We have several options. Actually, there's many options. There are a few that I like to recommend. One that's kind of been there's been a lot of buzz about in the last 2 years or so is the Garcinia Cambogia. One that I like also.
Would you tell us what Garcinia Cambogia is?
Right. So Garcinia is a plant, and what it does is it helps. It basically helps your liver to use sugars as energy rather than storing it as fat. So it'll balance your blood sugar. And
what is this, a pill or is this a liquid?
It's a pill. It's a capsule, yes.
Okay, so you take something like that with this breakfast we just talked about.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. you take it with your breakfast, and it would just basically help your body to assist in the metabolism and the burning of energy.
So that's number one you're going to point me to in the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. What's next?
CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid. It's a omega. It's an omega 6 from safflower oil. It comes in soft gels, so it's easy to swallow. This is something that's been studied for a long time. They believe that what it does is interfere with the enzymes that deposit fat around the abdomen. It's been popular among bodybuilders. It helps with body composition, which basically means your percentage of body fat. So it can lower your percentage of body fat. This is something I've liked for a long time, and this is something that you take with each meal as well.
Okay, so and I'm sure there's lots of other things that you can point people to.
For sure, there's.
Well, we're going to leave it up to the listeners to come and visit you, Matt. Thank you for your time, and visit you at Cottage Pharmacy. And our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's HealthWise program. We want you to visit them, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, and you will find it's far more than a pharmacy. And I urge you to remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Matt and Alex when you're in that great nutrition department, and you'll find them to be rich repositories of help for you in all nutrition matters. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given to you. And we'll see you here on the radio. That will be next Saturday. The program is HealthWise, brought to you by Cottage Pharmacy. We're on WLIE at 1 p.m. We'll see you next week on the radio, another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963.